Yenta, meaning land, is a feature-length documentary on the Wet'suwet'en people's fight for sovereignty against the Canadian government, who wants to allow a large oil company to put a fossil fuel pipeline through their territory, endangering their water and the forests where they hunt. This is Frida Husson, one of the participants in the film, introducing what the film is to her.
A reoccupation of the territory for the last 12 years. It tells our story, our people's story of what's happening in Canada and how we've been oppressed, and the government continues to steal land and continues to do projects without our consent. So that pretty much shows the world on what's been happening from our perspective instead of how the mainstream media minimizes everything.
I asked Michael Toledano, one of the directors of the film, what brought him to this story.
For myself, I first went out to Unist'ot'en camp where Frida and her partner had reoccupied their traditional territory in 2014. As a reporter, I was blown away by Frida's confidence that they were going to stop all of these multi-billion dollar pipelines from coming through. And within a short amount of time, I had witnessed some pretty wild, newsworthy events. And I made a commitment to stick around because I knew that this was going to be an important piece of Canadian history, and I wanted to be there to witness, to make sure that it was all documented properly.
This is producer Jennifer Wickham.
I had been the media coordinator for Get 'Em Done Checkpoint, where Plato is the spokesperson for our house group, since we started the checkpoints. And so my role in directing and producing came from that, but also I am Plato's big sister. It's quite personal for me, and we had decided early on that we wanted both house groups to be represented and part of directing and producing the film, so that the house group involvement had a point person on the team.
I went into this film not knowing very much about Canadian politics. And generally, when we look at Canada from the U.S., we think of a nicer place with free healthcare and maybe a more progressive place. But there is a history of colonization there and a treatment of Native peoples not dissimilar than the United States.
Yeah, I think there's one part of the film where I say, you know, nothing has changed in 150 years.
And this is Molly Orslato, one of the other participants in the film.
And here in Wet'suwet'en territory, we've experienced these same kinds of repression since contact. The burning down of our cabins, the police coming and removing our people from our territories. And so things look a little bit different, but that's one of the things that we wanted to show, and that we've experienced, and that our ancestors have experienced, the same kinds of violence and repression by the state using the RCMP to remove us from our lands and to remove our culture and to outlaw and criminalize our culture, which is what's currently being done to our people, is that we're being thrown in jail, threatened with jail for upholding our law and culture.
This is a film that's hard, even as a viewer who was just being introduced to this subject, not to get angry over. I was curious what everyone was feeling when they saw the film. This is Frida.
Well, for myself, when I watched it, I still have the same riled up anger, the unjust and aggressive behavior against Molly and the Get 'Em Done camp. That same anger I felt watching it for the first time, I still feel it today. Watching the documentary, it didn't subside. It was still the same, still angry. And I'm just happy that the world will get to see the truth of what Canada is doing to Indigenous people. Hopefully it'll bring change.
Yenta is a beautiful and powerful film. It just premiered at True False Film Fest, and it's making its way to other festivals. Before I leave you, I have a quick note. Tom Knobloch of The Entertainment wants to hear from you for an upcoming series on director Elaine May. Her comedy, The Heartbreak Kid, tells the story of a newlywed who falls in love with another woman during his honeymoon. The film was a critical and commercial success upon its release in 1972, but today it's almost impossible to find. So if you've seen The Heartbreak Kid, tell us how. Where do you notice its influence in the movies and comedy of today? Contact us by email at listener@kios.org or call 402-881-0089. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.